UK gambling minister says levy will not affect support schemes. During a speech, United Kingdom, UK, gambling minister Stuart Andrew outlined that the proposed levy on gambling operators should not hurt the support schemes currently in operation for players who are at risk from gambling-related harm. Under the terms of the proposed consultation for the UK gambling white paper, the government wants to introduce a levy on gaming operators that it estimates will raise £100 million. These funds will be used to research, give treatment, and prevent problem gambling in the industry. It states that the majority of the allocation will go to the National Health Service, NHS, in the jurisdiction to provide support and help services for problem gambling. The bill is in the consultation process, and several existing gambling support organizations have expressed some concern about the proposed distribution of funds raised by the new levy and that it may affect their revenue and the level of services they can provide. No disruption to gambling help services. Andrew explained that as well as providing help and support services for players who may be vulnerable to gambling-related harm, the government is also going to fund research into sources of gambling-related harm and prevention. However, the UK gambling minister was keen to stress that the introduction of the new levy would not affect the current services offered to problem gamblers. This would be a transitional period while the proposed new gambling support schemes are set up and start running. The government hopes to eventually integrate the new services with some of the current support programs. Quote, "But getting the transition right and ensuring all parties are working closely together is my immediate priority. Keeping funding flowing. We have to guarantee that funding remains secure and accessible through the existing system to deliver the important work that many of you are directly involved in on the front line. It is absolutely crucial for me that there is no disruption to services in the interim." Stuart Andrew, UK Gambling Minister.